There's a big push to get out the vote as the midterm elections draw near, and as Rachel Otwell reports, that effort is nothing new.
A fiddling duo is playing Civil War-era tunes on the old State Capitol Plaza in downtown Springfield. Near them is a log cabin on wheels, well, it's made of cardboard, with a large ball attached to it, fashioned to look as though it were made of iron or steel. It has the words, "Link On to Lincoln," on it, old-timey propaganda created by a contemporary Illinois artist. Moments earlier, residents and organizers ended here after a parade from Abraham Lincoln's Springfield home. They were representing the Wide Awakes, a Republican contingent of youth and young adults that supported Lincoln in the 1860 presidential election. Kids and groups like 4-H put together the capes and banners used today in prior workshops. Paul Dorica is the director of programs for the Illinois Humanities Organization. He says the parade is an effort to explore
what is it like to be one of these young people back in the 1860s, actually kind of walking the same streets that they did, kind of following the same path, and kind of wearing sort of similar costumes and so forth, and really trying to kind of capture the sort of like DIY feel behind the whole Wide Awake movement.
After Lincoln's success, many of the Wide Awakes would go on to join the Union Army. But today is mostly about their efforts to get out the vote.
They took to the streets in a very literal sense to try to get other people involved in the political process. It's really kind of resonant with the contemporary moment where once again we have younger people who maybe, just like the Wide Awakes, put pressure upon their elders to kind of like bring about the sort of changes that they believe in.
Dorica, who says he isn't intending to make a partisan statement, brings to mind youth from Stoneman Douglas High School, who took to the streets and organized other students across the country to protest gun violence after the massacre in Parkland, Florida, earlier this year. They've called on younger people and others to get involved and vote. Inside the old state capitol, the same place Lincoln gave his House Divided speech, a band plays music of the time in between a panel discussion. Ann Mosley, director and curator of the Lincoln Heritage Museum, talks about a female auxiliary group from Milton, Illinois, which she calls a teeny, teeny, tiny town. From this town, though, something big, an American flag about 24 feet long.
These ladies dyed the fabric, sewed it, just for the rally of August of 1860. Did these women get to go to the rally? No. Did these women get to vote for Abraham Lincoln? No. But they took the time and the energy to put everything that they had to support their candidate.
Nick Wiley is a creator, too. He's an artist from Chicago. He's wearing the traditional Wide Awakes garb, a cape and military-style hat. Wiley created some of the signs that were used with a modern twist. Some are pink. It's a relatively subtle reference. Wiley is undergoing a residency at the Springfield Art Association, where he's looking into a
kind of controversial realm of Lincoln scholarship to do with his sexuality.
In particular, he's studying Lincoln's relationship with Elmer Ellsworth, a close friend of his, best known as the first Union soldier to die in the Civil War. But why bring sexuality into something like this?
Mining what we can from the histories that we have and finding the traces of queerness. It's considered by some like a revisionist and apocryphal project, but for people in the queer community, I think it's important to understand that we didn't just like pop up and that we've been part of America's history since the beginning.
Wiley's additions to the largely historical happenings today show how the country's values have changed in the nearly 160 years since Lincoln first won the presidency. In 2015, Illinois resident and then president Barack Obama had the White House lit with rainbow-colored lights to celebrate the federal approval of gay marriage. Still, some things remain the same, like efforts aimed to get out the vote. It remains to be seen if youth involvement will sway any outcomes this year. In a June poll from the Public Religion Research Institute and The Atlantic, less than a third of Americans aged 18 to 29 said they are absolutely certain they'll vote in the midterm election this November. I'm Rachel Otwell.
The Illinois Humanities Agency has three more participatory reenactment events slated this year to celebrate the state's 200th year, including one this weekend in Kaskaskia. You can find out more information at nprillinois.org.